Good morning. Welcome to Day 28, Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. Today, I would like to discuss the power of habit. That's right. Every day, we all have habits that we do. It could be simple habits like waking up every morning and brushing your teeth, to driving to work, or it could be bigger habits like how we interact with people daily, or the types of workouts we do or don't do daily, or it could be around the foods that we eat every day. And habits are very powerful because over time our habits lead to very big results in our life. You can think about habits sort of like the beginning of a game of dominoes where one domino gets pushed over and eventually pushes a lot more over, and eventually those dominoes can do pretty cool things like push larger objects over or move other items around a room. They can do some pretty cool things if you ever watch those crazy domino setups that people have. Well, when you do something once, it's usually not a big deal if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe you go to the gym one day, and that's good if you go to the gym one day. But if that's the only time you do it, it's not going to have a big impact on your life. However, if you start to go to the gym every day and build a habit out of it, over time, you're likely to get in better shape, build more muscle, burn more fat, be healthier, be happier, build more confidence, be more successful. A lot of good things come with building that habit. Now, studies have shown that habits can take anywhere from 21 days up to, I've read studies that show it takes about 254 days to build a habit. So there's some contradictory studies around this stuff, but based on personal experience, habits, it seems to be anywhere from a few weeks to a couple months before you can really build a new habit. But what I would like you to think about today is the habits that you currently have. And think about your typical day from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed. And think about the little things that you do every day. Because those are the things that can kind of slip under the radar. Okay, so as you go through your day today, think about everything from when you're looking for a snack, do you always go to the candy bar machine and buy a Snickers or get a soda? Or do you bring a healthy snack with you? When you park your car, do you look for the closest spot? Or do you park farther away so you can get a little bit more steps in between and a little bit more exercise? When you go to the gym or when you exercise, do you exercise just enough to say that you've exercised? Or do you push yourself and do you work out intensely so that you can get a better cardiovascular and strength response to that workout? When you're doing work at the office or in a business or whatever your professional career is, when you're working on projects for yourself or for other people, do you do just enough to get by? Or do you go the extra effort and the extra mile to make sure that the work you put out is stellar? Think about these little things. And what I want you to think about is as you go through your day, recognizing all these little habits, is what I want you to do is think about these habits and then think about if you were to continue doing these specific things every day for the next 5 years, what does your life look like? What if you do it for the next 10 years, what does your life look like? How about the next 15 or 20 years? If you eat a candy bar every day and that is your habit, that's what you instinctually do without even thinking about it, every day in the afternoon just because you get a little hungry, in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, what does that do to your health? Do you have a larger belly because of it? Do you have excess weight? Do you not have as much energy? Okay. Now think of that activity and replace it with something else. Replace it with, if you were to have a snack that was full of vegetables and lean protein, what would that do to you 5 years or 10 years or 20 years out? Are you healthier? Are you happier? Do you have more energy? Probably. For your career, if instead of just doing enough to get by, what if you killed it for every project? What if you gave your 110% for everything you did at work 5 or 10 or 15 years from now, would you be in a better position at work? Would you have better experience? Would you have better credibility? Would you have a better reputation at work? I bet you would. So today, what I'd like you to do is think about all these little things that you do throughout the day without even thinking about them, and then project out 10 or 15 or 20 years and think about, if you were to continue doing these things every day, what would your life look like 10 or 20 years out? And then replace some of those activities that are just not as healthy as you would like or not as success-oriented as you would like. And if you change that to a new habit, what would that do to your life in 10 or 20 years? Think about that consciously today and then begin to think about how you can replace some of those habits that aren't serving you with better habits, and imagine what that'll do to your life in the next 10, 15, 20 years, or even before. So that's your mission for today. Think about the habits you're actively creating and working on today. Think about if there are better habits you can include in your life so that you can have a better life now and in 10 years from now. And begin making these little changes so that over time, you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful than you are today. That's your mission for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Cassidy with Inspire.com. We'll see you next time on Morning Motivation.